right, folks, we are back. It's the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. We got an interesting caller on the line, Bill from Connecticut. Now that I saw the blackjack thing, a lot of people might not be familiar. I didn't think of it off the top of my head. This was a like a little short movie or a bunch of pictures that was supposed to be, you know, fictional. It was this story posted in the Telegraph basically about this nuclear and biochemical attack and how we were all going to be rounded up. And it was just very dark, and it brought in concentration camps and martial law. And like you said, at the end, everybody was inoculated. Now, you were mentioning this company, this Biochemistries, and what was the significance there?
Well, the significance is that basically these guys, if you look at what they do, mm-hmm. okay, they make vaccinations for the most heinous biochemical warfare stuff you could ever possibly think of. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that's amazing about this also is that when you look at the stocks that are all in that space, specifically that space, okay, they're all going up. As a matter of fact, I had one of my clients call me from Florida, and he had me turn around and buy a company for his father. Now, it's a mm-hmm. penny stock. I don't typically buy those. It was a BONU.OB. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm not promoting this stock, but the thing that amazed me about this is he was telling me that he's working with a military contractor. That's how he found out about this. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they have a vaccine for anthrax.
Mm.
Okay, well, go back to Emergent BioSolutions. What do? Anthrax, you know, and other things, you know, nasty polio stuff. So, you know. I mean, we're talking nasty, nasty stuff.
Well, you look at polio. They got caught putting simian virus 40 in that. We covered that earlier today. Okay. You look at these anti-flu vaccines, Tamiflu. It's now, there's a new flu strain that's 98.5% resistant to it. You look at this Baxter debacle, and in the bird flu vaccinations, they get caught putting H5N1, H5N2, two separate strains of bird flu in it, and then a separate type of flu virus. You know, I hope that they're not coming down with a chemical attack. You know, you just mentioned anthrax, and one of the stories we hadn't really covered is that they tested some of those anthrax samples. Remember, they tried to pin now the anthrax attacks after 7 years on Bruce Ivins, who magically commits suicide in government custody. That was a small little blurb in a lot of the articles. And they tested the anthrax, and of course they don't match. So is something on the horizon? I would really appreciate it if you sent that information to Aaron at Infowars.com, because that was just a great caller. I hope that we're not, you know, predicting some kind of a doomsday event, you know. I mean, but folks, they're getting caught putting bird flu viruses in the bird flu vaccinations. Again, they figured it out because a subcontractor tested some of it out on a ferret and it killed it. This is totally being blacked out in the U.S. mainstream media. It was reported on over a week ago in the Canadian press, and some Czech papers and whatnot have picked it up. But where is it on Fox News? We saw a Bloomberg story yesterday, but we hit the link, and it didn't bring us anywhere. So you got to wonder what is going on. We're about to have State Representative Susan Lynn on. Susan Lynn is a member of the Tennessee General Assembly, serving on the Commerce Committee and chairman of the Government Operations Committee. She holds a B.S. in economics and a minor in history. She is the chairman of the American Legislative Exchange Council's Commerce Task Force, and she has introduced H.J.R. 108, State Sovereignty Bill, in Tennessee. So that should be a very interesting guest. I'm hoping all 50 states at some point do this, whether they all pass. We should have the resolutions out there to not only show people that we're very angry with what's going on, but let's get a couple W's. Like I said, we need a few wins. You know, New Hampshire, I believe we had a caller in last night. They said it was like 220 to 150. It was an under 70 people difference. So hopefully they'll reintroduce that bill or reform it somehow and pass it. Again, you can't just listen to radio shows like this when you have to take action. That's what we're here for. We're here to tell you what's going on. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in for Alex. Alex will be returning for the Sunday show. And remember, I'll be doing my own show, The Info Warrior, with Jason Burma tonight, 9 to 12 Central Time. We now have State Representative Susan Lynn on the line, and she has introduced Bill H.J.R. 108 on state sovereignty in Tennessee. Susan, why don't you just review the bill and tell us why it's so important?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good. Well, I believe it's important because the federal government more and more is just usurping powers that belong to the state, and they are imposing mandates on us. And, you know, this isn't something that is only recent, although recently it is extreme, but this really has been happening for decades. And I think I just want Tennessee to join the movement of many other states to remind the federal government of state sovereignty and work towards reversing all of these mandates and violations of the Constitution.
Well, this has absolutely been going on, you know, much earlier than this current administration and even the administration before it. Like you said, for decades, we've seen this incremental slide towards federal power and just the states' rights being eviscerated. But like you said, with this administration and what's coming down the line, it seems like they're going for a large power grab. And this is not the only resolution out there. There are many states that are trying this right now. I believe Texas is one of them. I think Colorado is one of them. I know that New Hampshire just had a vote and they lost. You know, why is it important to win, to get a couple wins? You know, I'm saying it's great that we're putting these bills out there. We're creating awareness of states' rights and, you know, saying, look, federal government doesn't have all the power that they say they do. You know, basically they'll just say, you know, we're the executives, we get to do what we want. But that's not the case. You know, we were supposed to have checks and balances in this country. There were three branches of government. But it seems like the populace has been so dumbed down, they can't even tell you what those three branches are. So
no.
Are we going to be able to win? I mean, a couple of these, do you think we can win this one in Tennessee?
You know, I am currently, as you and I speak, I'm writing a letter to my colleagues. I don't want them to view this as a partisan issue. In Tennessee, the House is very close. 50 Republicans, 49 Democrats. Mm-hmm. And I want them to see this as a federal issue, federalism issue, not a partisan issue. That's mm-hmm. very, very important to me. I wish I had thought of filing something like this under the previous administration. I would have done it then. I did not even see this movement until this summer. I saw Oklahoma did this, and I thought, how wonderful. I kind of tucked it away because we don't go back into session until January. And in January, I came up with this resolution. And the way I did it was I studied all of the other states that had filed resolutions. And some of them were very historical. Some of them are very long. Some of them are much shorter, more to the point. And I sort of went to with a shorter, more to the point resolution, though I love the historical aspect of the other resolutions. It's just my style to keep it shorter and cleaner that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just hoping that my colleagues will see this as an issue of federalism. You know, as state legislators, we have a right to make our own laws. These federal mandates that they put on us, they force us to change our laws to do what they want us to do, ties our hands, and it increases our budget. And it ties our hands for years and years. And as state legislators, you know, we have a right to make our own laws for the people of Tennessee. The people of Tennessee have the right to make their own laws. And so do the people of Oklahoma or California or anywhere they want. And that's the way they want to live, fine. But we all don't have to live the way the federal government tells us to live.
Well, more and more people are waking up to that fact. But, you know, from cradle to grave, we're raised that, you know, the office of the presidency is the number one office, and we should obey the federal government. And there's not a lot of states' rights taught in, middle schools and high schools and grade schools anymore. I mean, they're just not there. And you kind of have to wake people up and say, you know, everything's not the same. It's just like you go into another state and the speed limit might be a little bit different, or the drug laws might be a little bit different. We might not have three state strikes here. And that's why we have these states' rights, because you have a choice in this country. You can move somewhere else. You can abide by their laws. But these guys want to come in, and they want to federalize everything. What was it about this current administration? You said you thought about doing a bill. If you had thought about it, you would have done it in the last administration. But what is it with this administration that makes you so weary, and now is the time is right to put this out there?
Oh, good heavens. The advance of socialism. And I know the media is trying to get us all not to say that, but that's exactly what it is. I am a firm capitalist. I am just very firm in our republic and our form of government, which is a capitalism, our economic system. Very, very firm in that. I know it is the best thing. I truly believe in my heart it is the best route to prosperity for the people of this nation. And what is happening now is not a route to prosperity. It's really a route to a lot of suffering. And it's very sad. This increase in federal spending to me is absolutely astounding. You know, economies go through cycles, and you can call it the business cycle, you can call it the credit cycle, whatever you want, but it really is the credit cycle. And what happens is it's just very typical. People tend to max out on credit, and so, you know, the economy's good, everybody's spending and borrowing, and we get to the point where everybody maxes out, and then it's like a hangover. We have really overdone it this time. We are in a huge hangover. But instead of the federal government lowering our taxes and providing the opportunity for people to pay down debt, and those who didn't go into extraordinary debt to invest that money in opportunities and to start, you know, the cycle all over, creating jobs and getting people back to work. Instead of doing that, What they have chosen to do is tax us more, to spend more money on programs that don't produce anything. It's not like, you're taking a hunk of rock, getting metal out of it, and turning that metal into something more valuable. That's not what they're doing. They're simply spending money on things that are then gone. We need people to invest in America and create jobs, to spend money on things that actually take a raw material and produce something else. That's not going to happen under this. Investors are very wary, they're scared, and they're losing their ability to invest. And then the people, the ordinary people, they don't have the money to pay off their debts. They are suffering, and more they are losing their jobs. We need the taxes lowered so that people can pay down debt and get this going again. This plan that they're doing will not get us going again.
Well, you mentioned that this was a socialist plan, and you said, the media is trying to really cover that up. I don't see it that way at all. I mean, I look at Newsweek's cover just 3 weeks ago, and you have a red hand shaking a blue hand, and the title of the article or the cover is "We Are All Socialists Now." So if people aren't getting that the federal government, in this time when people are losing their jobs more than ever, I got an article here. They're admitting 651,000 job losses in February alone. It's the worst in 25 years. And, he says, we're going to build all these programs and we're going to build infrastructure. Where is it? Where are these programs? And where, like you said, we don't build anything in this country anymore. It seems like the last industry that we had was the auto industry. And now GM is saying, we need another $3.5 billion or we're not going to make it. So how are we going to turn this around?
I just see a lot of suffering for the immediate future and even longer term. I just see a lot of suffering of people. And I'll tell you, it just breaks my heart. It just absolutely breaks my heart. What I'm trying to do in Tennessee is get the message out to my fellow state legislators is, look, right now at this time, we need a deregulation stimulus package. There are so many things that the state literally owns title to. And that is what I mean by that is occupational licensure, where you cannot work in a specific occupation without getting a license from the state. You can't call yourself, a certain title, like a private investigator or something, without literally getting a license from the state to do that. If you look at these licensure laws, you will see there's so many hoops that people have to jump through just to work. And so, while we in Tennessee, we have a sales tax system, we don't have an income tax that we could lower or anything like that. But what we can do is enact some deregulation to help people get working again, to make it easier for people to work instead of jumping through hoops. That is what, I'm trying to do in Tennessee. But overall in the federal government, we need them to stop spending money on these ridiculous, wasteful things. Lower taxes. What could be any better than them lowering the capital gains tax right now, lowering income tax rates right now, business tax rates right now? It would sure spur the economy. The spending that they have planned and that they are currently distributing, it's not going to help that at all. And in fact, a lot of the spending, when it trickles down to the state, it will force us to change our state laws in some areas permanently, to change our state laws just for 2 years' worth of money, to permanently change those laws. I don't want money like that. In particular, I'm talking about the unemployment help. Our governor has said that he thinks he's going to turn that down. We don't need money like that. We are Tennesseans. We have the right to make our own laws and to run our own unemployment system according to the way that we think it ought to be run. And we don't need the federal government ordering us on how to run programs such as that.
How can people support you? Is there a website or a phone number they can call?
I have a website. You can just Google me, Susan Lynn, or RepSusanLynn.com. And then also I have a blog on Blogspot, so I can be found on Blogspot.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan Lynn. This is something that we'll be looking at. Remember, states' rights are important. We need people to get behind this. We need a couple W's. We need to pass this. We need to get this through. We need to say the federal government is not God. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Hello, this is Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it is critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Is the Pink Panther here? Did he get here, really? Yeah? Yeah. Oh, Pink Panther? Get out of here. Peter Sellers, man. He's the man. I used to watch the cartoon all the time. I wasn't as big into the Pink Panther. I don't know about the new Steve Martin ones. I caught a little bit of it. Doesn't look that appealing. I'm getting a no-go from my producers. I want to remind everybody that the Midas Resources Gold Special that we were running, Ted was on earlier, but that's going to run all the way through Sunday. So get it while you can. Again, gold up today. He's locking them in at the Monday or Tuesday prices, and today, I believe, last time we checked, it was at like 942 or 945, so gold on the rise. Before I take more callers, and we're going to blitz through your phone calls, Kim, Nick, Forrest, Tom, and others, I wanted to point out that the Obama administration loves, loves, loves to not waste a good crisis. Never waste a good crisis. We had Rahm Emanuel get up there and say, you know what, you never want to waste a good crisis, talking about the economy. Well, now, Clinton on climate, never waste a good crisis. There is no crisis except for the calamity of a media crisis that you've put out and saying, oh, no, we're all going to die. Oh, it's global warming. Well, it's not global warming. It's global climate change, and we're bad carbon emitters, and we need to get greener. So, of course, Clinton was over in global warming happy Europe over at the EU-US conference, and she's just like, you know, Europe, the United States, and China, we can all work together. We can bring in the greener jobs. We don't have to be these bad, bad carbon emitters. Folks, watch the great global warming swindle, because it is a swindle. Myself included was indoctrinated into this culture of global warming, and you really think that it's real and man is bad and all this other just bull. Yeah, we can pollute the earth. Yes, people, you know, dump toxic chemicals into the ocean and lakes, and that's bad news, Brown. But are we having a huge effect on the sun and its cycles? No. They were teaching global cooling to the generation before us. They're like, it'll get too cold, we'll all die. The earth changes. It's always changed throughout time. It was once Pangea. It's time to own up to the fact that we are not the ones creating, quote-unquote, global warming. It's bull. All right. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Kim in Seattle. Kim, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I wanted to say that for anyone that knows history, the history of World War II and the First Great Depression, it is obvious that they are using this economic downfall as a big false flag to start World War III. To me, it is very obvious that they're doing this. All you have to do is look at history, and it's a pattern of what they're doing. And for everyone out there saying, oh, what do we do? What do we do? It's easy. Stop going to the bars, wasting all your money and time on alcohol and drugs. Get out there, make a flyer, pass it around. Do something besides sitting and complaining that there's nothing to do.
Well, I agree there. I mean, there are a lot of whiners and complainers out there, but if we just took the model that, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. presented, and that was to get out into the streets and communicate one-on-one with people, I think we've lost that, you know, especially in this internet age society. And like you said, you know what, they write about it in 1984, the proletariat is the only portion of the population that's happy because they are in the bars and they don't keep up on politics and they are living in this like mindless wonder world. And unfortunately, I see that about 60 or 70% of the populace in this country.
Yeah, it's really scary. Like almost everyone I know, all they do is drink and go to the bars and that's it. And I'm like alone here in my struggle in Seattle. And it's just really sad. You know, if people don't want World War III, they really need to wake up. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to put us in a Great Depression, and then they're going to use a war to bring us out of it, just like they did the last time.
You know what? That's true. They always blow out economies before they blow each other up, and that is how it works, so that they can get those economies going again, and they can have people unify for the common cause. I thank you for the call, Kim. She makes a good point. All right, let's go to Nick in Massachusetts. Nick, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Congratulations on your new show, man.
Well, thank you.
All right, well, the call that was earlier today, I don't know what he was talking about with the whole Islam came from like the Vatican and stuff like that.
You know, there's this group of people out there that want to blame everything on a small group of people. And when I hear the Vatican stuff, you know, I've got to hear these ridiculous rumors that Charlie Sheen and Martin Sheen are both actually Jesuit priests working for the Vatican Order. And I'm like, no, they're not. These guys are probably just, you know, Catholics that, you know, they're not heavy into the Jesuit order. I have to hear that Alex Jones is a Vatican assassin. It's absolute Johnny nonsense. We'll come back to you on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you've purchased the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show, and we are back. We're taking callers. We're on the line with Nick in Massachusetts. We're going to be going to Forrest, Tom, Caroline, and others. And getting back to this whole, you know, Jesuit Vatican thing, I mean, there are people out there that say that, you know, Alex is a Vatican assassin, and there's no way that he could have been able to get into the Bohemian Grove without the help of the Jesuit order. And, you know, looking at it from the inside, especially an insider that, you know, didn't spend my life in this information, only woke up after 9/11. I can tell you right now that Jones is no Vatican assassin, okay? He's a regular family guy. And the way he was able to get into Bohemian Grove was with the help of Trio Network over in Europe, which was this news station, and a very determined young journalist named John Ronson. Ronson has later on kind of gone tongue-in-cheek to talk about the New World Order, do a couple of books. He's a little critical, but he admits to the Bilderberg Group and One World Government and was shocked at what Jones shot inside the Grove. So, you know, again, when people are always, oh, it's this group or that group, you know, they all work together. And the group that I would be worried about are the ones that are publicly out there talking about a One World Government, a One World Economy, a global currency, a quote-unquote New World Order. And when you get into, you know, the Vatican did this, or the Jesuits did that, or the Zionists did this. I think you really muddy the waters, man, and especially for someone like you that has never heard this stuff. I mean, there are just vicious attackers. I mean, there are people out there that say that I'm some kind of a Mossad agent. You know, I've never been to Israel in my life. I've never been inside of a what are they? I know it's the Torah. What is it? Synagogue. That's it. I think there's another thing for it. Temple. I've never been to temple either. You know, I have no idea. I think the closest thing to Judaism that I've ever come in contact with is I went to a couple of half-Jewish weddings, you know? So, you know, people try to make links where there aren't any, and some people are just overly paranoid, and in other cases, they're just disingenuous, Nick. Still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
So, you know, I mean, I've never heard that either, and, you know, like I said, earlier in the week, I had G. Edward Griffin, you know, openly talking about how some of these roundtable groups were based on the Jesuit order. I had Mark Dice on, you know, talking about the occult, and I also had Tex Mars on last night, you know, talking about this whole thing as well. So, you know, it also bothers me when people say, oh, you're covering this up or you're covering that up. This is a news program. You know, of course we go into the esoteric nature of it sometimes, but at the same time, we're more interested in reporting on what's going on in the vaccinations, in Pakistan, and in our own country than, you know, what may or may not have happened hundreds or thousands of years ago.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to clear it up because I'm Muslim myself, so it's like when I hear like attacks like this, like, you know, it's like the truth is always attacked and discredited. You know, Alex goes out and he's always attacked and discredited. So it's like I want people to realize that Islam is not, it's not like one of these like hocus pocus religions like you think Islam, so you think like Hindu or Buddhism or something like this. It's nothing like that whatsoever. It has strong ties to like the same things that Christians believe and
yeah, very similar.
Jews believe, and I want people to understand that because there has been a lot of attacks against Islam, and I want people to like understand like why do you think this is? You know,
it's yeah, like no, they always try to Islam been attacked. You know, like you said, Judaism and Christianity, and that those are basically, you know, one God religions. And you look at something like, you know, Buddhism, which is really all about inner enlightenment and nirvana and bringing yourself into that, and very New Agey in itself. And then, you know, Hinduism is the worship of many gods, you know, Vishnu, Shiva, and many others. So this is a multifaceted religion as well. And, you know, Islam does share more in common with both Christianity and Judaism than any other religions. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Forrest in California. Forrest, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Jason. I would like to talk about things we can do with this information that you and Alex present on a daily basis to save humanity in America. And
sure.
In other words, fighting the New World Order. We all know about letting people know about fabled enemies and Endgame 9/11 Chronicles and the police state videos. Another thing we can do is also believe without a doubt, have that infinite faith energy, just like if a baseball team is down 3-1 in a 7-game series, like have that faith, you know, because there's times where it may feel like we're down, but knowing without a doubt that we're going to win this thing, I mean, that's
the law of attraction. You know, right. I'm not big into the New Agey stuff or, you know, the movie or book out there is called The Secret, but the law of attraction is absolutely 110% real. And if you believe in something enough, and it's not just believing or saying it, you have to work towards it as well. You can't just have that belief, but you come at it with that positive attitude, with that can-do attitude, that never-say-die attitude, and then you actually put the efforts forth. You march forward. You do something. You act constructively. You don't just sit there and say, well, I thought about it. I'm pouting and whining. No, you have to come at it full force. You have to believe in yourself. You have to go in there with confidence. And like you said, we have to believe that we can make a difference and win, Forrest.
Yes, sir. And also, there's been scientific studies that have found that people who write down their personal goals are the ones who accomplish them. Now, so I believe that through just a prayer, just like writing down affirmatively that we have all saved America. And you and your team of hundreds of millions who have always remembered 9/11, I mean, y'all are the most patriotic Americans I could think of. I mean, all these bumper stickers, T-shirts that say God bless America, peace on earth, Jesus loves you. I mean, y'all are like modern-day Christ figures, you and Lindsey Williams, Tex Williams, Jim Mars, Steve Quayle. I mean, y'all are like blessed peacemakers and sons of God.
Well, thank you, man. That's a great compliment. I thank you for the call, Forrest. And He makes a great point. You know, he also just said there, another part of the law of attraction, the people that do often write down their goals. Well, in the film The Secret, they talk about this vision board. And you make this vision board, and it's been made fun of, and, you know, it's been on Oprah, and one of the shows I like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, has kind of poked fun at it. But it is true that when you envision something and you put it on paper and it's in your mind and you see it daily and you work towards it, you send out an energy force into the universe, and, you know, it may not be returned all the time, but you got a better shot at it being returned if you're working towards it. And I'm with this guy. You know, you've got to believe you can win. You've got to believe you've got to be confident in what you're doing. That's how you bring people in. Nobody wants to hear, well, you know, this is how it is in the new world. Oh, and they're going to chip in. And they're going to blow the economy. We're going to be in a camp. No one wants to hear that. You got to be, slow it down. You got to know what you're talking about. You got to say, hey, you know, look at the power structure. Has it really changed in the last couple hundred of years? Really? And you say, just look at the last 10 or 20 years. Look who's been in power in the United States openly. You mentioned the Bush and Clinton crime syndicate. And you say, you know, Bush family, I mean, there's a family right there. It's a dynasty. I mean, George H.W. Bush, he's the head of the CIA. Then he's the vice president. Then he's the president. He's a close advisor to Clinton. A lot of people don't know that. But Clinton and George H.W. Bush had a very close relationship back in Bush's days at the CIA and vice president while Clinton was in Arkansas as the governor. And then it goes from Clinton to Bush's son. Coincidence? I mean, is that a coincidence? And then you explain to them that the Bush... Well, where does the Bush family fortune come from? 9 times out of 10, people are going to go, well, that's easy. That's, you know, oil and weapons. Duh. It's oil and weapons, man. And you go, well, you know, they made some money in oil and weapons, but that's not how they made their fortune. Well, how did they do it then? Well, actually, Prescott Bush, who was a senator in this country and the... current president, W's grandfather, George H.W.'s father, he was arrested under the Trading with the Enemies Act. What? What trading with it? What was he trading? Well, he was trading Nazi gold. He was running in Nazi money laundering from before the Nazis were in power, after the Nazis, I think 30s to 50s. I think it was like 35 to 52 through, you know, Averill Harriman Corporation and Union Banking. And then they took their little Nazi money and they invested in oil and weapons and they made money. Wow, man, that's just crazy. And you know, this Bush guy, the elder Bush, he's constantly calling for this New World Order. And him and Cheney, when Cheney was his Secretary of Defense, actually went before the United Nations and passed resolutions on this thing. Get out of here. And you just take it slow, you know. You got to be confident. You got to look somebody in the eye. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have a computer next to you either and being able to pull all this stuff up. It's the information age. You know, even your phone now gets internet. Pull it up through most, not most phones, but most of the newer phones. You can literally pull YouTube clips off the net through your G or 3G network or Edge network or whatever and show it to them right on the spot. And that's the way we can change things, instant information. All right, let's go to Tom in New Jersey. Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Jason. I'm not sure everybody's going to understand what I got to say, but it's got to be out there. The Illuminists have had their one world religion in place for quite a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
If you look to the Bible, the book is actually Judaism all throughout the book except for one writer who came after the Messiah, who didn't even know the Messiah. And this is Saul, who came from Tarsus. He is the Illuminist henchman. And he wrote 13 letters, and actually he added to John, letters of John and Peter. There's been a lot of information on the subject. If you guys want to go to Salt Operative on YouTube and watch my videos, that could be some helpful points of view.
All right, man. Thank you for the call. Let's jump to Caroline in Florida. Caroline, what's on your mind?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm calling in about the lady who called in earlier about people going out to bars.
Mm-hmm.
There are different types of bars, and it's just like coffee shops, some of them. There are very nice places, clubs to meet intellectuals, and these people don't tend to get drunk. I've never seen anyone stagger out of
them. Well, I think that her problem
political
is that, you know, she's probably like a college girl, and, you know, I see her point. She's talking about the people that are going out on the weekends and really just trying to get drunk or go to a club. You know, I by no means think that we should just end our social lives whatsoever. I think that we have to communicate on these in our social lives. And like you said, you know, there are coffee houses out there. You know, there are bars where, you know, people's intentions aren't just to get drunk. They're to sit down and have dinner or a drink with a friend. I don't think necessarily that we have to, you know, end our social lives, but I see her frustration in that, you know, my generation is very preoccupied with hitting the bar or, you know, going out, oh, let's go do ecstasy and do this. And I think that's more of her point.
A very nice establishment once a week, and I do a big karaoke show.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people there, they do have a lot of topics they talk about and politics. And they actually say that the singing, getting up and singing, is therapeutic for their depression, what's going on today. And I have seen this place, since I've been working for this particular establishment 3 years, has tripled in its customers because they come in, they sing, and then they sit and talk. And they have, and I walk around and get to talk to a lot and hear what they're talking about. And it's all about what's going on in the world. So I think it's better that they're there than at home, becoming more and more depressed and afraid.
Well, you know what? I would make this point, too. If they're just there to try to relieve themselves of some sort of depression, and I thank you for the call, then it really is just like 1984, where the proletariat are the only happy people because they're hitting the bars. And that's not what we need. Because, all right, you're discussing all these problems, and then you're kind of getting your fix, and you kind of forget about them. We need people to take action. Again, there's nothing wrong with going out and getting a drink. I mean, I used to do Tuesday night trivia almost every week on the run-up to here. You know, Tuesday night isn't exactly the night to go out for drinks, and, you know, I can't say that I was going there to get bombed, but it was nice to hang out with a few of my friends and sit down and, you know, get your mind off this stuff and test yourself at a little Trivial Pursuit game. You're right. It releases the endorphins into the brain. You forget about things for a while, and everything's not so bad. The problem is that if you do that every night, or if that becomes the focus of your life, we're never going to get these problems fixed. People are never going to turn back to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. People aren't going to understand how this government works and how we can actually combat these tyrants. So I do think that's a problem. Yeah, it's great. Everybody's happy and smiling. Well, you know, the people in Germany were happy and smiling up until the points where they came and rounded them up. You know, a lot of them thought, oh, you know, this Hitler character, he's getting a little bit out of control, but he'll never round us up and put us into camps. And then he did, and it was too late. All right, let's go to Paula in Texas. Paula, what's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to say I agree with what you were talking earlier about Martin Luther King marching in the streets, the people getting together for a cause and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a real good thing. I participated. Captain Albrecht was here Tuesday night. We had a rally in San Marcos, Texas,
mm-hmm.
to reverse the law that they require mandatory microchipping in pets. Okay, but
you,
it was just,
hold it right there for a second because I just want to point this out. I was driving down South Lamar yesterday going to the dentist. And literally on the side of this pet care thing, there was a big sign that said, March Microchip Madness for your pets. It was March Microchip Madness. I mean, they are hyping this up. And there was a story in the paper, I think it was off of MSNBC earlier in the week, where a family had their pet chipped. Now, it was one of the earlier chips, so it didn't have the GPS system in it. But had their pet chipped, this family lost their dog, had moved three separate times. The dog showed up states over from where they had lost it, and 9 years later, they got their dog back. So, oh, isn't that even, your pet gets lost 9 years later, you can get it back. They make it sound extremely reasonable, but now they want to have it mandatory in your pets. Continue.
Right. And I saw those stories, too. When I went to the Internet, to YouTube, to look about microchipping your pet, they had that story that you're talking about right there and mm-hmm. others. They had somebody who'd lost their cat. And it was returned in 6 months and all this kind of stuff. But the whole thing is, yeah, we have to be aware that they're always going to play to our heart. And this whole thing is about control, because if they control the pets, they're, by virtue of that, controlling the owners, too. I mean, but people don't see that. And also, it is proven that microchips do indeed cause cancer tumors where it's inserted. Mm-hmm. And so
absolutely. In 2005, that came out. I mean, they did tests on rats and mice, and they got cancer. But that's okay. Yeah, they don't want to publicize that because they want to make it sound like it's delicious and nutritious, and it's the next step. I mean, we have the former head of Sega now saying that his next game developments are going to involve microchips.
Well, I hate to say it. I will do anything I can to help stop the chipping movements, because I do believe it's a slippery slope. I think that they're going to brainwash people. And they're going to show
Ma'am, I think
dogs.
That if we get that far, forget about slippery slope. We've slipped, broke our neck, and we don't have an arm left. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, Infowars.com.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
So, kids, what did we learn today on the Alex Jones Show? Well, 4 hours of news. We learned that, climate change, this crisis can't go to waste, says Hillary Clinton. We learned that the economy is only going to worsen and continues to worsen. GM needs $3.5 billion more dollars. We just lost another 650,000 plus jobs this month. We know that gold is up. We know that they're putting, separate types of bird flu in the bird flu vaccinations. Utterly delicious, It's just great. Just great times all around. And I want to remind everybody, if you like my little sense of humor here or my sarcastic mode, I will be on 9 to 12 midnight tonight And every weeknight, Monday through Friday, the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, my blog line, will be up by Monday. I'll be doing two or three stories a week from there. And, of course, I'll be sitting in for Alex whenever he needs a break to take some downtime with his family. Again, there's nothing wrong with a little downtime. Nothing wrong with a little Barsky and Hutch. But when you're like, you know what, the people are so happy when they come to the bar and they sing, and it just really, it's just so great. Well, that's not the best thing ever, because, yeah, they talk about the issues, but do they do anything about the issues? It's great to communicate with each other, but how do we take the next step? You know, first we have to inform one another, then we have to activate. So we got a few more callers. Let's see who we can get through. Let's go to Zachary in Hawaii. Zachary, what's on your mind? Zach, you with us? All right, I guess Zach dropped. Let's go to Pam in Wisconsin. Pam, are you there?
This is Pam Johnson calling. How are you today?
Good.
Okay. I've emailed Alex Jones and corresponded with you, and I've also met with Nebraska Senator. I'm about to meet with Ron Paul at the Campaign for Liberty Conference the end of March. I know all three of you have a message about the fact that Jesus Christ Yahweh is in the world right now, and he has a cure for AIDS, cancer, hepatitis, herpes, all the diseases that were created by the fallen evil angels, the fallen angels.
Mm-hmm.
His sites are Michelle Nye on YouTube. His archived documents are www.holyconspiracy.com. My site is Peace Now White Dove at myspace.com and also on YouTube.
All right. Thank you so much, Pam. Let's jump to Don in Alabama. I got all these callers. You're going to plug four websites. You know, I got the last couple minutes. Got to go to somebody else. Let's go to Don in Alabama. Don, what's on your mind? I got like 90 seconds for you.
Jason, glad you're back.
Thank you, man.
I'm an old man, so I won't be able to listen to you at night, but I'll try to get you on podcast.
Sounds good.
Hey, listen, I just want to encourage everybody. I've been to three places today here in Alabama, and people are ready to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an amazing thing what the conversation was about, mainly about the economy. But when you step in boldly enough and you start ripping what's really going on, it's amazing how people perk up and come over and start listening and start asking questions. And then you can point to your liberty sources, InfoWars or whatever, where people can get the truth. But we are being totally lied to. The fraud is unbelievable. We've got a bunch of lying hypocrites. And if people don't make an effort to step this thing up, we're going to be hurt one way or the other, but we don't have to be hurt all the way. We need to step up the game. We need to tell our neighbors. We need to tell our friends. We need to tell our storekeepers, everybody, policemen, firemen, whoever. It truly is a red alert. And, folks, it's coming quicker than you think.
Don, I love the attitude, and I couldn't agree more. It's time to be human beings again. It's time to reach out to the ones you care about, the ones you love, your neighbors, your friends, your family. I mean, if you're not going to tell them, who is? Yeah, this information's uncomfortable. It's tough to deal with. But guess what? It's real. It's reality. It's what's really happening. So if you want to defend yourself again and you want to save others, you want to save humanity, spread the word. It's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll be back 9 to midnight. Retransmission begins in 30 seconds only at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.